Wednesday has been do or die for the Czech national football squad if the team hopes to compete at Euro 2008 next year in Austria and Switzerland. To secure a title hold on the crucial second spot in Group D, the Czechs would ideally need to win Wednesday night against visitors Ireland, but many pundits are sceptical that will happen. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Football fans will remember that the last time Czechs appeared at the European Championships, they were a force to be reckoned with players like Pavel Nedvěd and Milan Baroš in top form. The team now, despite talents like Tomáš Rosický, is a far cry from that team just a few years ago. The Czechs have now notched up a number of poor performances, the latest against Minnows San Marino on Saturday. Although the Czech players eventually won 3-0, their game left much to be desired. The problem, say observers, is a combination of factors: a current lack of form, a broader lack of talent, and inflexibility on the part of the team's coach to make necessary changes. Ahead of Wednesday's game, I spoke to Karel Hering of the Czech Daily Sport, asking him what coach Karel Brückner could do under present circumstances.
I think, unfortunately for them, for him, he doesn't have so many options, because when he lost Kolar for this game, and Baroš is in doubt still, there is not many possibilities for improving, especially offensive part, because there is only Rosický in midfield, and other players are, let's say, only average. If we can compare it with midfield line which played for Czech team on Euro 2004, where there were players like Nedvěd, Poborský in their maybe the best form, Galásek was in top form, and Rosický. So it was one of the best midfield lines in Europe. But now I think we have only average midfield line. Czech team is now in the phase of rebuilding their team, looking for new players.
What kind of opponent is the Czech Republic facing in Ireland on Wednesday evening?
I think it will be very, very tough game for Czech Republic, because they don't like playing against teams with British style of football, let's say, because they don't like opponents who fight and go to every tackle for 100%. And I think we could see it in the first game when Czech Republic reached a very lucky draw.
Do you think that there is still a good chance or a fair chance that the Czech Republic will qualify for Euro 2008? At the moment, they are in second position.
Of course, they have still a good chance, but in current form, they can have more complications than they expect. To be honest, I don't believe in the Czech Republic win in today's match. And, of course, the draw would complicate the situation for Czechs, because they would get themselves under big pressure. So I think the situation in the Group D will be still open after tonight's game.
That was Karel Hering, Sport Daily.